Hi, I'm Mark Goodfellow. I'm the lead elder of Church on the Way. I want to introduce us as a church to you, who we are. I want to tell you that we love the Lord Jesus Christ and we want to make him known throughout the earth. We want to work with God the Holy Spirit as he leads us and guides us in endeavoring to do this. We want to just tell you that we're a family that works together. We're united as one. We're on a journey to fulfill the purposes of God in our life. And we encourage you, as we have this pioneering heart, to go to the nations and to preach this gospel, not only in our nation of South Africa, but the nations of the earth, to reach out with the good news that we find in Jesus Christ. So in this process, we really do believe that we are a church on the go. We are on this journey, this adventure together. We don't have all the answers, but we do know who has the answer, and his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. So come and join us as we work together and we work on this journey to fulfill his plans and purposes for our lives. God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen. I'm on there, Bob. Yes. Sure. I can't move like the younger folk, but I'm still moving inside my body. The worship was really good this morning. Thank you, worship team. And you know what a privilege and an honor it is to be able to worship and to praise and just to dance before our Lord. I really love that. I love that. And when we come into that space, and in that place of freedom, because now we come into a place of freedom where we're just letting go and we're dancing before our Father. You know, he brings us into a different space and a place with him. He really, really does. And it's in those places that we experience him, and he speaks to us and he just pours out. Amen? Are you ready for this morning? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So I've entitled my message this morning, More Than Me. It's more than me. It's just more than us. There is so much more. There's so much more. And I just feel often we limit God. I limit God. God wants to do more than we can ever dream, think, or imagine. Hey? I know that it goes way beyond what we understand. God has got so much more for us. Do you believe that? Yes. He's got so much more for us. There are areas in our lives, in our walk with Jesus, we haven't even tapped into. I was just thinking during the worship, and sure, this whole message of more than me and more than us is, you know, it's trusting God. It's going beyond all our natural abilities and the way we function. And I can just remember the one time I had a dream, and I was getting ready to come up and minister. When I looked, my notes were gone. They just disappeared. And I got all frantic. He took my notes, and I'm looking all over, and I can't find them. It's too late. But anyway, I had to come up without them. And in that, the Lord was showing me, and he was telling me to trust him, to trust him. And you know, even this morning, now you can prepare. And the guys that come up here and come and minister and everything, we don't always have it together. We don't. We can only do so much. And you know what, when we leave it to God, he, you know what, he carries you. And he undertakes, and he does the rest. He does the rest. Sure. Father, we thank you for your presence. Father, we thank you for your presence in this place and in the heart of man this morning. Father, to break down walls and to, Lord, to rid us of the hindrances and the things that have become snares or blockages in our walk with you, Father. Lord, too often we just trust in and we are relying on ourself, on self-man. And Father, where you're calling us in this time to trust you. And that's my heart. And Father, I pray that this message would just be so real today. It would be real, Father. It's a simple message. But Lord, I pray that it would just reach deep down into our hearts today. And that today, Father, would be life-changing. That we'd have an experience with you today through your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Some of the areas that we battle with is pride and fear, and we just don't trust God. And you know, when we enter into pride, we're polishing that marble. And when we're battling with trust issues with our walk with Jesus, we just polishing that marble of self. And we've got to let go of self. I've got to let go of Ivan. You've got to let go of yourself. And you've got to follow Jesus in this time. God's ways definitely aren't our ways. Do you believe that? Yes. We want God to come and join us. You know, often when we're doing something, we want God, Lord, come and God must come and join us. But it's the other way around. It's the other way around. We need to be where Jesus is. Where Jesus is working, we need to be there helping him, working with him. Not, I'm busy with something, Father, Lord, come and help me. Come and do what I'm busy with. No. It's about the Father's business. And often we think that God thinks like us. He doesn't. No ways. Eh? Oh, sorry. I forgot my Bible downstairs. Bible on the phone. So I'd like us to turn to 1 Corinthians 2, and we're going to read through from 9 through to 12. Let's see what the word says. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. These things God has revealed to us through what? Through the Spirit. He reveals things to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For who knows a person's thought except the Spirit of that person which is in him? So no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have not received the spirit of this world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand things freely given to us by God. Sure, that's a lot to chew on. Eh? God is so good. God is so good. And he's about to manifest, reveal himself, and show himself to the body of Christ. I believe that with all my heart. And I want to ask you this morning, are you ready? Are you ready to receive? Are you in that place with Jesus? A place where we move with him in the Spirit and we follow him to the fullness. I want to lay a little bit of a foundation. I've got three scriptures that I want to read, and then we'll go on from there. So the first one is John 14. I'm going to read from verse 15. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world will see me no more. But you will see me, because I live, you also will live. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. That last part of that scripture. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him. I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Jesus wants to manifest himself to us as the body of Christ. His love demonstrated in us, through us, and around us. John 16. Verse 13, we're going to read from verse 13 on. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is of mine and declare it to you. All the Father has is mine. Therefore I said that he will take of what is mine and he will declare it to you. Jesus will take what is of him and he will declare it to you. John 14, let's go back to John 14. Can you all those pages turning there? John 14, we're going to read from 12 to 14. I'm reading from the ESV. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these he will do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. I think the problem maybe with that scripture sometimes is we know when the word says that we ask amiss, because we're not aligned to the things of God, and we're asking for all our own things and all our own fleshly desires. But when we are aligned, and when we are in the right place, this word will come alive in my walk with Jesus. More than me. It's more than me. We tend to get in the way. So I want to look at Jesus as our example. He is our Savior because of who he was, and he is obedience to the Father's will. He is our example of what is possible. He is our example of what is possible. Amen. Because of his own dependence on God, Jesus is living proof of how those who are his followers can go beyond their limitations, our limitations. We can go far beyond that. So that like Jesus, we can carry or finish against all odds our God-given mission in life. Yeah. By the Holy Spirit, Jesus demonstrated God's intended way for us to live. So to be successful, we live and move in conjunction with God, in harmony, in touch with the power of God, not apart from God, not independent from God, and not without God. The Spirit was the presence and power of God in Jesus. What does that mean? What does that mean? That Jesus is our role model for how God wants us to live, trusting on the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Trusting on the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. Those are the things that I always cried out for when I first gave my life to the Lord. And we had this tent going around in all the different areas. And we would go in the evenings and set it up through the week, and on the weekends we were there ministering. It's just something that I always cried out for God, cried out for. That I would see, that I would know, that I would move in, that I'd walk in the power and demonstration of His Spirit. I didn't want to be empty, carrying the old self into all these things, but I wanted to be different. You know, the Word of God says that He's called us to be different. We carry a different spirit. I've ministered on that. We carry a different spirit. We are different. We are supposed to be different. Therefore, we are to be like Jesus. We can only be like that to the degree that we draw from the same divine power on which He did, the Holy Spirit. He said to the disciples, come and follow me. Come and follow me, and I will what? Make you. I will make you disciples. When we are following Jesus, there's something just supernatural about Him. When we are following Him, things begin to change supernaturally in my life. And the more I follow Him, the more I become like Him. Amen? So I want to just go back a little. So what's in your heart will determine the outcome. Right? Yeah, what's in my heart will determine my outcome. So if it's not working, have you... You know the old record players that we used to have? And you take that arm and you with that little needle, put it on, and it'll start playing the song. But if we scratched it somewhere, it gets in, it'll sing the song, and it jumps again, and it plays again, and it just doesn't get... You've got to pick this thing up and move it over the scratch, and it carries on playing. And I think for some of us, we are like that. We've got this, like, maybe this barrier or this scratch. We get so far and, and got to pick it up and it goes back to the beginning again. So what's in your heart will determine the outcome. And Jesus wants us to go beyond that this morning. He wants you to go beyond. I know Mark's often preached about us. What I feed will get stronger. What I'm paying the most attention to, that's the thing, or that's the area that's going to get strong in my life. Why? Because I'm feeding it. Not so? So if I'm feeding, so whatever I'm feeding will lead. So if I'm feeding the old flesh Ivan, what's going to lead? What's going to be evident in my life? The old fleshly Ivan. But if I'm feeding the spirit man that is inside of me, what is going to become evident to my life? Jesus. Jesus. Holy Spirit. Spirit man. Matthew 6:33. Gee, we all know that scripture. We should all know it off by heart by now. I think Norman's nodding his head there. Norm, do you know what it says? Seek first my kingdom, then everything. Mark? Yes. And then all these things will be added. Then all these things will be added. So I put that in my own words. As I thought about it, and I just wrote this down. It means that if we do our part, if I do my part to make my relationship right with God, the most important thing in my life, He will do His part. And it'll be life-changing. Yeah. It means if I do my part to make my relationship with God the most important thing in my life, He will do His part. And everything around me and my walk will be life-changing. It's got to change. Because God is in His Word. God doesn't lie. It's so much more than me. I pray today that you would never forget this. So much more than us, so much more than me. My walk with God is not just out of duty. Sometimes, you know, we do things just out of duty or whatever, to appease the flesh man. It's more than that. And I want to say to you this morning, it's about what we carry. It's about what we carry. So what am I carrying? What's important right now is that we are living out our identity. Is that we are living out our identity right now. Jesus in me, real, revealed in and through me. We can't adopt and do what the world does. Like I said, what are we carrying? What am I carrying? I'm a carrier of what? God's Spirit. And that needs to be evident. I need to be releasing that. Because I'm different. I am different. I can't have one leg here and one like this and expect to walk at my calling with Jesus. No, He wants me wholeheartedly with Him. And He knows and He sees our hearts. We can't fool Him. He sees our hearts. We are the answer to this world, to this generation. Are we not? Church, are we the answer? Yes. You are the church. You are the light that is putting out there, that is put out there. We gather together on Sunday morning because He wants to speak to us. He releases things to us. He touches our heart. He refreshes us so that we can go out again and do what He's calling us or asking us to do. If you've fallen asleep, not in this meeting, because I can see you sleeping. But if you have fallen asleep or grown idle in your walk with God, wake up. Wake up. The Holy Spirit will keep on speaking. And He'll keep on ministering His word to us. And when we are in a season that He's equipping right now, and He's pouring His Spirit right now upon the body of Christ, upon us individually as the church. Because He's about to do something. You know, when you pack your bags and you're getting ready to catch a train, and you can wake up late and take your time, and you get to the train station, you climbing out the car, and you can hear that whistle blowing, toot, toot, and you can hear those wheels turning. Ksh, ksh. There, the train's pulling away. There's no train anymore. And yeah, we're still running with our bags. Because we woke up late and the train left the station. Or you want it, you're on your way to catch this boat and you just get the harbour and this thing's already pulled off from the jetty or the harbour. Too late. I don't want to get left behind. You don't want to miss out right now on this season. Amen? Do you believe with all your heart that that Holy Spirit is speaking? Yes. And He has been speaking to us for a while now. The body of Christ, He has. Okay, we're going to go out of John. We're going to go through to Isaiah 35, verse 8. Isaiah 35, and we're going to read from 8 to 10. I really want you. You know, God speaks to us all differently. Maybe you will see this message different this morning to the way maybe that I'm presenting it. But the Lord will speak to you where you are at. And to take these scriptures and even this message this morning and to meditate on it. And with all my heart, I pray that God would speak to you, that you're coming to line again with Him and His, with the Spirit. Well, Isaiah 35, 8 to 10. And a highway shall be there, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. It shall belong to those who walk on the way. Even if they are fools, they shall not go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come upon it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow, sighing shall flee away. A highway of holiness. We have been purchased. And He has placed you and me on this powerful highway of holiness. The day I gave my life to the Lord, He placed us on this highway of holiness. I'd like us to turn to Matthew 5. And then we're going to be reading from 14 to 16. We all know the scripture. Matthew 5, 14 to 16. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill, a city set on a hill that cannot, what? Be hidden. Nor do people put a light, a lamp, and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see the good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. So if I look at that, and the scripture in Isaiah, we are on display for the world. We are on display for the world. He's taking us out from under the bed, and He's positioning us, and He's going to put us on display for the world. Are you ready for that? You know that when God puts us on display for the world, He has already equipped us. Yes, He's already equipped us. He's given us everything that we need. If we are willing and ready to trust Him, we've got everything. He has inscribed his name upon us and in us. We are holy because of the blood of Jesus. Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God of our Father, of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ. Who has blessed us in Christ. With every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Who has blessed us in Christ. He doesn't see us. God doesn't see us. He's looking at Christ in you. Jesus in you. On our teaching on Wednesday evening, Neil taught on love. And it was profound. A lot of the scriptures and everything that came out. And I really want to encourage you to go onto the church website and to get into that. And go through that teaching. It's really good. You need to listen to it. In love, he chose us before the foundation of the world. When I read that, I just can't get that into my head. In love, he chose us before the foundation of the world. Wow. Just that demonstrates how much he loves us. There's a foundation that has already been laid for us, for you and me. There's a foundation that has already been laid. We just need to stand up and be brave. We need to be building upon that foundation that has been laid for us and manifest what is inside of us, Jesus. In love, he chose us to be his. I really want you to grasp that, to hold on to that. In love, he chose me. In love, he chose you to be his. We're going back to John. John 17. I'm going to read from 20 to 24. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I will give to them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and love them even as you love me. Father, I desire that they also whom you have given me may be with me where I am, to see my glory that you have given me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Christ in us. Christ in us. How am I living my life? How am I, Ivan, living my life? How are you, Andrew, living your life? How are you, John, living your life? I see all the eyes are gone bigger. Scared I'm going to pick on you. How are you living your life? Are you listening? Are we listening the Holy Spirit? Are we listening through the Word? When I'm going through the Word, are we listening to the Holy Spirit speaking to us? If I'm not listening, I end up following and doing my own ideas and doing my own thing. Is that right? Yes. If I'm not listening, I'll end up doing that. And what does it do? It brings me into a place of rebellion. Yeah. A man that listens, a man that is listening, a man that is spending time in the Word and listening to Holy Spirit, the man that has the heart of God, it's a man that will walk out in the kingdom. A follower will lay his life down. Yes, a follower will lay his life down. That's where the tacky hits the tarmac here this morning. A follower will lay his life down. We're going to go back into the Old Testament this morning. We're going to go to Deuteronomy 30. I'm then going to read from 19 to 20. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore choose life, that you and your offspring may live, loving the Lord your God, loving the Lord your God, obeying his voice, loving God and obeying his voice, and holding fast to him, for he is your life and length of days. That you may dwell in the land that the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, to give them. So what God has put before us, what God has put before us, he wants us to dwell in that. But we need to be obeying his voice, and then we need to be holding fast unto him. A follower will lay his life down. We want to be victorious. We need to be loving God and we need to be obeying his voice. Something interesting. I just felt I needed to put this in here. I want to go right back to the beginning of the Bible. I'm not going to give you this chip. You can go and look for it when you get home. I'm sure you all know about it. Adam and Eve. Before they sinned, they were under the kingdom of God. It was a relationship of intimacy and oneness, right? Adam and Eve, they were in a place of intimacy with God and oneness. In Eden, they walked. It says that they walked with God. God walked with them. The moment they ate the fruit, they put themselves under the oppression of the enemy. Now, this is what I want to share with you. God brought all the animals, he brought them to Adam. And Adam named them. He named every animal, every beast. Think about it now. Like, wow. So that God gave Adam a book and added all these pictures of these animals and the names next to them. And he just had to call it out and name them. I don't believe so. I don't believe so. How did Adam do that? How was he able to fulfill that and do that? I believe it was because he was flying in the mind of God, in the Spirit of God. He was one, because it says that he walked with God. He was in a place of oneness. And there was such intimacy. He was in God. That's why he was able to give names to all those beasts. That's a very supernatural thing. Has anything changed from Genesis to Revelation? No. God is still the same today. If we saturate ourselves in God and we are in a place of oneness and intimacy with Him, we'll find ourselves in a place where we'll be able to do things greater than we can ever imagine or think. We're designed to be a carrier of the Spirit of God. If I'm not carrying something, if I'm not carrying that, I'm carrying something else. Right? Yeah. If I'm not carrying that, I'm carrying something else. And we've ministered on this quite a few times over the years. We all know that if something is empty, if the house is empty, it's going to get filled, right? Make sure that this house is filled with the fullness of God. What has changed? What has changed? From then until now. Has God moved away? No. I think in some sense, you know, we get too attached to the things outside there and we move away. God is always the same. He never changes. And His love for us will never change. And the call that He has for each and every one of us here will never change. Never. We are the light of the world. Church, you and me, we are on display today. When you walk at that door, when you walk at that door this morning, out that last door, remember this, you're on display for the world. Levin Ravenhill always quoted that where there is fire, the people will be drawn to it. If I'm carrying the fire of God, people would be drawn to me and to you. Two minutes. So there's a place that we often go to, and it's become, I really, really love it there. And it's not because of the scenery and the house and all that. There's just something else there. And it is so real. You can feel it. And it's the presence of God. And often, you know, when it's time to pack up and to go, I'll get weepy inside. And I don't get that anywhere else. Just there. When I've got to go, I get weepy inside and I cry inside. And it's because of the presence of God over that place. Bob can attest to that. When he goes there, he cries. He doesn't know why. Why he cries, I don't know. But he cries. And you can speak to him afterwards. Because quite a few testimonies of what God did to him the last time he was there. And Bob said to us, we were just talking. That was the morning before he left. He says, I just want to say this. You know, nobody told me that God lives here. So with that being said, I want to say that your home, your place, like this place. When people come and visit you, when you invite them to come and have supper with you, what are they experiencing? Are they experiencing God? Holy Spirit oozing out of you through you? If you love me, you'll keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. And I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world will see me no more. But you will see me because I live. You also will live. In that day, you will know that I'm in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. First Corinthians 2:9-12. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except the Spirit of that person which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the Spirit of this world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given to us by God. Amen. Finishing clock. I leave that with you this morning. And I pray that the Lord would speak to you in a greater depth, that he would touch your heart this day. And that when we get together again, when you come through that door, we can see you different. Right? Yes?
Amen. Lord, I want to pray and trust you to seal this word in our hearts, in our minds, in our spirits, that our bodies would respond and do what you've called us to as a result of this. Lord, we want to stay full. We don't want to be depleted and flounder around, Lord. We trust you to keep us full. As this week unfolds, we trust, Lord, that you would continue to grow this word that Ivan has placed faithfully in our hearts through his words that came from your heart today, Lord. By your Spirit, may we do this. For your honor and for your glory, we trust you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.